Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, the Great Ape Escape!
Hey everyone, couple of things. First off, our Melbourne show this Friday is going to have a couple of guests. Andy and Al from Two in the Think Tank and friend of the show, George DiMorelos, are joining Jackson on stage for a very special live Jackson Bailey Spooks America. And then after a live Plumbing the Death Star, you'll be seeing Adam, Zoe, and Cass for a big fat quiz of the night involving you, the audience. Just head on over to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets today. On the topic of live shows, we're coming to RTX Sydney yet again, as well as performing an after-party show at Giant Dwarf that Saturday night. Once again, head to sanspantsradio.com/live, and if you haven't grabbed your tickets for RTX Sydney, remember to use coupon code SANSPANTS at checkout for $5 off a weekend pass. That's rtxsydney.com and use coupon code SANSPANTS.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Blotta.
And I'm Ralph America.
Wow! Wow! That was a bald eagle.
Yeah, that's the best.
I feel like a bald eagle's more of a
electric guitar.
There it is. I don't know what mine was. Anyway, today's topic is apes.
Flinging my own poo.
My ape I just ended up screaming like
apes.
That's me if I become an ape. Oh my god, I'm an ape now. How do you reckon your life would change if you suddenly got an ape's body but kept your head?
Which ape?
So you can choose the ape.
Orangutan.
I will choose orangutan, long arms.
Worst. I hate orangutans.
What?
I'll put that out there. They're Why? Probably like my least favorite animal.
Why?
I just Ooh. Think they're Satans, and I've got no time for them.
Is it their wide face?
No, it's their weird body and the fact that they got weird faces and that weird insurance ad from about 5 years ago, which was like an anthropomorphic orangutan telling you about insurance. I got no time for that.
I don't know if we have that in the USA. They do kind of have a body like a water balloon with a skeleton in it, though.
Yeah.
I think what disturbs me most about orangutans is their very long nipples. Do you know what I mean? Their nipples are like as long as a finger.
And it's like, did that shit stretch when you had babies? Yeah. Or were, like, were you born that way?
How, what, and what point is the, you know, like we get by fine with regularly sized nipples.
No, it's because they don't have protruding titties.
Yeah.
That's no, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was at the Philadelphia Zoo not too long ago, they had this old man orangutan and this old lady orangutan, and they're out in the middle of the enclosure. The old man, he's all wrapped up in a blanket, except for his left hand, which is just reaching out and casually groping the lady orangutan's tit. And she's just looking at all the people like, this guy, you know?
That's great.
So like us.
But they actually do have super long nipples, and because their noses are smooshed up, and so when they breastfeed, because they don't have like big titties like we do, their noses get blocked. Like their babies will just be like
and suffocate.
Yeah, so they got long nips so that the babies can breathe and suckle.
Wow, Zoe, breastfeeding facts, Bellotta.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess that's good, but it makes me sad because I have to see their long ass titties. But I think if I had my head. on an orangutan's body.
With long-ass nips.
With long-ass nips, which I can't do anything about except maybe plastic surgery. But at that point, I've already...
You could put a hair... You could fold them back and put a hair tie on them.
Yeah, or just tie them up into a little bows on either side. Yeah. But yeah, I think my life would kind of improve because orangutan's very strong. Very low to the ground.
Jackson, if you woke up one day as half your face, half orangutan, we would have lost you within about 2 minutes because your first inkling would to go into the woods and pretend to be Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. Or just to go. Just to be like, my life starts now, actually, and I'll see you guys around. And I just go. Because, like, that's basically instant celebrity.
Yeah.
Is getting an ape's body.
We don't now,
isn't there
really
a Marvel Comics villain?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Marvel Comics villain who's a guy who's just a guy's head on a gorilla's body?
I think there's. I know there's a superhero that's like that, but he's also an astronaut. I know there's also a superhero that's a little monkey that watched enough assassination attempts that he's like, I guess I'm assassin.
That's
now.
Hit monkey.
Hit monkey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't think of any particular ape man head on an ape body.
No, there is. There's a guy, he's a Marvel Comics villain. He's Gorilla Body Manhead. I don't know what his name is. I hope it's that.
I hope it's that, but like his real name is something like Gorilla Bree Manhood. Like that's his like like his booth name.
Like how Black Bolt is Blackagar Boltagon.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm Gorilla He Manhood. Ah. Of the Washington Manhoods.
His name is Gorilla Man.
Okay. Well,
he's
well,
the they worst. Didn't think that one through.
Great.
He's
Show us
this.
A picture? Oh, my. That's exactly what we're going to look like. Hey, that's it. We're going to look like Gorilla He Manhead. All three of us.
I'm going to look like that, except I'm going to have male pattern baldness.
That's
well, you got hair everywhere else.
Yeah,
you're good.
You got enough hair
to
go around.
I figure that's the upside of being a man's head on a gorilla body is that you're not too worried about losing your head hair because you're already a fucking train wreck. But also, if anybody says anything about it, you can pick them up and snap them like chopsticks.
Yeah, you can tear their arms and legs off. Yeah. So you're kind of good. What about you, Zoe? What ape would you choose?
Gibbon! I'd be little.
Ah, but regular sized head.
Yeah.
Is your head going to be, like, are you going to be dragging your head along the ground?
I guess my head would
ground?
Shrink, because yeah, okay. your head would grow.
No, I didn't imagine it. It did. No, I imagine
just
that
normal
had a bigger
human-sized head.
Body than a little tiny me.
Well, then I have a massive head compared to my tiny 6 kilo body.
You can have a neck brace, I guess.
Yeah, I think it would work out.
It's really sad to imagine, like, we come out of the laboratory or wherever this is happening. You're like, time to use my Gibbon body. You try and swing between trees, but the force just snaps your neck. Oh, that's a shame. Get a new ape, I guess.
Yeah, see, I was going to say gorilla because then I could be like Gorilla Man. And also, I don't know, I just feel like it's a good muscular, you know, body.
It's a good choice. But, it's a good choice. Silver back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but gorillas have average 2-inch penises.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. I've always, and this is, I don't know why, but every time I remember when I learnt the fact that gorillas have tiny penises, I was always like, thank God, because if a gorilla ever tries to have sex with me and I don't want it, it's not going to be... I don't know
the
why.
Worst.
Because I think it's because in fucking movies and TV shows, people are always having gorillas are always having sex with people. Happens?
No!
Yes. Yes.
When you say always.
Ace Ventura 2. It happens. There's a movie where a panda has sex with a man. Baby's Day Out. If there's a villain and a gorilla, that gorilla will fall in love with that villain. That's not my fault.
No, he's right. That's narrative certainty.
That's
a weird trope to
that's part of the hero's journey is that the villain.
The call to adventure. You reject the call.
Gorilla
the mentor,
sex.
And then the gorilla has sex with the guy. That checks out.
Yeah, so, yeah. Every 80s movie I've ever seen.
The gorilla has sex with a man, or but that's just.
Just like so that scene in Real Genius when the gorilla has sex with the guy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a classic part of Star Wars, you know, because that one follows the hero's journey so to the beat that one Luke's out of Tatooine.
And who can forget when Darth Vader is getting rogered from behind by a big jungle ape?
Yeah, absolutely. It happens
I thought his
movie.
Name was Chewbacca.
But But anyway, when I found out that a gorilla had a tiny penis, a little part of me was like, thank God. Because I guess in my head, I'm an 80s bad guy. And so I assume that's what my fate is going to be.
But that's like finding out that there's a guy that you were always sort of paranoid might punch you right in the throat someday. And then finding out that his fists are made of Nickelodeon floam.
But that is a bit, see,
you
like,
guys
oh,
have
thank
that?
God. No, but I don't think we ever had like Nickelodeon with the goo.
No, we know enough about America to know exactly what you're talking about,
so
but
Floam,
we did not experience firsthand.
Floam was the slime, but it had lots of tiny little styrofoam balls in it so you could like mush it into shapes.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, I know Floam. It wasn't Nickelodeon Floam. It was something Ryder got for his birthday when he was like 12.
Yeah.
And he molded shit, but then he left it in a cupboard. And something went weird. And they like grew. I don't know what it was made of, but yeah. So I don't
like
know what it did.
Like the movie The Stuff?
Yeah, very much like the movie The Stuff, or to a lesser extent, the movie Flubber.
I was about to say, kind of like Flubber.
Yeah.
I have a friend who thinks that The Stuff is just Pinkberry.
I don't think that's the case. It's not. I mean, it is yogurt like. Have you ever seen The Stuff?
No, I've seen Flubber.
Well, I mean,
The Stuff is totally mind bending. That movie is completely perplexing.
It's
I'll
Rupert.
Just note it down in my list of films to watch.
It's Rupert Grint's favorite movie. That's the fact about The Stuff I know. Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley, fucking loves The Stuff.
He came to my work on a day that I was homesick, and I'm so angry about it.
Oh,
that's so sad.
The flu stopped me from meeting Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint.
Grint.
I love Rupert Grint because when they finish doing Harry Potter, he's like, sick, I'm done.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Bye. Catch ya. Eat shit.
I want to buy an ice cream van.
Who gives a fuck? I'm Rupert Grint.
I'm Ron Weasley. I can do no wrong.
All right, Daniel Radcliffe, though, he went on to do good things.
Yeah.
He, you know, you can have a life after Harry Potter. It's possible. Isn't that amazing? All those Harry Potter kids are doing fine.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing where you watch those movies and you're like, well, they're just going to be Harry Potter. They're going to be, that's them done. Not? Good on them. Anyway.
I feel bad for Rupert Grint because Hermione and Harry grew up, like, pretty good looking.
Yeah.
And Rupert Grint still looks like Ron Weasley.
Yeah, I know, it's a shame.
Ooh,
kind of didn't.
Have you seen the guy who plays Neville?
Yeah,
the
he
handsomest.
Grew up real hot.
Babe City. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Is he in movies? Like,
He was in, I think it was Imagine Me and You. That was a movie I saw.
Okay. What's it about?
Daenerys Targaryen is a caregiver for a quadriplegic man.
Yes.
And they fall in love, but then he ends up killing himself.
Oh. All right.
That was how my parents met.
At the funeral.
Yeah. Do you think you in an ape's body, not in an ape's body,
with an ape's body,
body,
your face.
Yeah. Do you think it would change the way you live your life?
I'd be less hairy.
Ah,
me too.
I'm very hairless. I mean, one long black chest hair, just one.
Ew.
And it's quite long. And I'm always like, ooh. And then sometimes my girlfriend plucks it as a joke. Fair. It hurts.
I discovered one gray pubic hair, which is making my pussy look really distinguished.
Oh, it's going to look like, oh, shoot. What's Donald Gleason's dad's name?
I couldn't tell you.
Mr. Fuck, Gleason.
He's in all kinds of stuff. Brendan Gleason. He plays Mad-Eye Mooney.
Oh, yeah.
He's got kinda.
That's good.
He's getting a real like badger beard in his old age, and it's making him look really like serious business.
Are you getting the kind of, is it down the middle like a badger beard, or is it on the sides?
I have one single hair. It is a single hair. Then every now and then I like rediscover. I'm like, oh yeah, right.
That's great.
That's happening.
I discovered gray in my beard actually. Ah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Going gray.
I have very, very few gray hairs.
I want to go gray. My dad went gray at like 25. I'm 26
But as
now,
discussed
so
earlier, I am losing my hair.
Yeah, I'm quite thankful I'm going gray instead of bald. Although, if I was going
bald, it's the way to do it.
I think I'd enjoy that too.
The women in my family on my dad's side go bald, and I'm like real pro-wig, so yeah. I'm not like going to be bummed if that happens.
Yeah, you're kind of like in a position to like not worry about your new hair every day.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fancy. I'll be great. I'll be super happy. But unfortunately, I took after my mum, and I'm nothing but hair, so.
Butt hair, huh?
Yeah, that too.
There's hair everywhere.
When I lose enough hair, I'm just going to shave everything except for one really big mustache.
Oh, that's
and just look like an old-timey strongman.
That would look amazing.
Do you have hair all over your body? Could you make like a...
No, so I have like a very distinct chest patch of hair. Like I have chest hair, but then it ends right there.
That's an
and then from the waist down, I'm just Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if like you could get your mustache to kind of grow like handlebar to Fu Manchu. And then down the neck to the chest, down to the pubes, down the legs.
See, but I,
so you just have one stripe
this
of hair.
Is, yeah. There's a break.
Ah, that's such a shame.
Jack, you have
you need
too.
To be.
Yeah. Lame.
You got to be like Greek to pull that off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is what I do.
You could pull it off. You know, like hair growing, like Rogaine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just put that somewhere where there's not hair normally? What happens?
Mm. Ask Dusha if you can borrow his.
You gotta ask a scientist.
Like we don't have access to scientists.
What scientists do I know, Ralph? All scientists I know hate me. Stop calling.
What? Stop asking me ape questions.
Hey, what if I had an ape's body? How do you keep getting this number? I keep changing my number. Can't
so I guess
me,
orangutan
a
is my answer.
See, now I want to go gorilla.
Because I have a tiny penis.
Well, I just like the way a gorilla walks.
Honestly. Gorillas?
No, they, when they're upright, they've got this little like,
oh, that
the
little,
fuck
like...
you say walk.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's kind of always to the left a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. They're always kind of like falling as they walk. And it's very easy to imagine like, you're just like, I don't know, in the street late at night, a bit drunk maybe. And like you bump into like, or a gorilla like locks eyes with you, thinks you're talking about him, runs up to you, gets up in your face. It's like, what? You're like, nothing, mate. Just trying to enjoy my night. He's like, yeah, all right. Turns around, does his gorilla walk back to his gorilla mates.
No,
also, real muscly butts.
Yes. Mm. Fuck, yeah.
You ever seen how muscly a gorilla's butt is?
Yeah.
Why? I guess that's because they got little legs.
And I guess
a big
so.
Up. Big up.
Yeah.
It's got a big up.
Big up. They got to move that big up around. What was I going to say? Something about gorilla butts. Fuck.
They're firm.
They are. Here's a question for you. What bit of an ape would you like to grab the most? And don't say penis, that's an obvious scare.
Not the long nips?
No. Don't make me imagine.
Like milking.
Probably gorilla tum tum.
Yeah, gorilla tummy. That's much better than milking long nips.
I'd like to ruffle their head hair.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh.
I'd like to get my fingers in their mouth. Play around, ooh, see what I can find. Open up their mouth, check their teeth, see what's going on.
What's their teeth like? Good?
Good. I
are
imagine.
They good dentistry?
Firm. Mm.
But gorillas are herbivores and they're browsers. So they eat like a bunch of just random plant stuff. And they got that big fermenting gut. And I feel like that's just like the best like slap on a daddy tum 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 tum.
Oh, yes.
Who's that good gorilla? Who's that good gorilla?
Just a and they, I know that if you know it was a gorilla you were friends with, he'd like make a grumpy face for a second and then do one of those like, like just that little happy gorilla laugh because he thinks it's funny, but he doesn't want to admit it. Yeah, that just jiggle that tum around.
You'd have nipples swinging in your face.
Yeah,
like all the best times in life.
Man, you do a very good gorilla trying not to like be happy but being happy despite himself.
That's
like that's you do
such
I mean
a skill to have.
I say you do the best one I've seen, but like Zoe, give it a go.
It's
like
it's
the,
hard to find occasions on which you can bust that out.
it's not a good party trick. If someone's like, hey, like I don't know. I can't
who does the best gorilla trying not to laugh but laughing impersonation.
Oh, look out. That's when you're like, ah, and then another guy does one flawlessly. Hey, fuck. You're like,
so the other guy's a gorilla.
Yeah.
Who invited him?
He's drunk. He's always drunk.
It's not a good party unless there's an actual gorilla who has had too much to drink.
He is sourced and someone needs to call him a taxi, but the taxi driver's like, that's a gorilla.
You can't, yeah, I'm not putting that gorilla in my car. And you're like, who do we call? Animal control?
Help. And he's like, it's not my problem.
And then like everyone in the party has to do, they all have to pitch in with their various skills of like shaving and contributing bits of clothes and doing makeup to make that gorilla look like just a passed out frat boy so that they could get him into an Uber and get him out of there.
Where to, ma'am? Anyway.
That guy's got a wide torso. Yep, let him in the car.
That's how cars work. We don't discriminate here at Uber unless you are a gorilla.
What was I going to say?
That's their
party
motto.
Tricks. Yeah, I think that's what makes people sign up. Party tricks, right? What is a party trick?
Something you can bust out at a party and everyone goes, oh.
Yeah, but like I was thinking, because, you know, when I was trying to make a comedic scenario where I'm like, oh, who's got a party trick? But that's not how a party trick comes to be.
No.
And then I was like, oh, and I was going to have, you know, somebody doing a party trick. And the first one I thought of was like card tricks, but that's not really a party trick.
No, it's like I always, because my party trick is I can fold my eyelids backwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's, you want to see?
Yeah, you better do it for him.
No, I hate it.
I don't want to upset him.
Yeah, look, that's fair.
I'm already upset. I've seen too many people do it.
Yeah, it's real gross. It was like one of those things that at four I saw someone do and I was like, okay, and just shoved my hands in my eyes. Turns out I can do it, so.
I can touch my eyeball. Is that a party trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can comfortably just be like, book, 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 just jab at my
eye. I guess
eye.
It depends how good the party is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If everyone's having a great time already and I'm like, hey, guys, guys, check it out. And everyone's like, that's just gross, Jackson. Fuck, enjoy the party.
Mm.
It always comes about because someone's got like, you started talking about weird things your body can do and then everyone tries to outdo one another. It's like when people start talking about scars.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, it's a scar off.
Yeah, it's a scar off. Who's going to win?
I find like an Adam type at the party, right? I take his glasses and I can slide the stem of the glasses, like the part that goes over the ear. I can slide that all the way into my nasal cavity up to the lens and then pull it back out.
That's amazing.
Fuck me. That's it. I would be scared of poking my brain. Like,
well,
I'd
you
be
don't
scared
go
of being like, check it out, you Bliznick to friend, friend. And then I just fall into the ground.
you don't go up. You go straight back. Don't try this at home.
Christ. It's very funny. Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, I got this party trick. So I find an Adam type of party. Tear his glasses off, put them on the ground, crush him, push him over, call him a nerd.
It has to be someone. It has to be someone like Adam, though, who is just going to be disgusted and upset when he gets his glasses back and not punch me square in the face.
But willingly let you have the glasses in the first place.
Well, because everybody around him is like, oh, let him do it. He's like, I don't want to, but enough people have said something and I don't want to seem like I'm a, you know, like, yeah.
At this point, I kind of have to. I don't think I have a potty trick.
Oh, maybe God, this is going to be like when I talked about Doucher all those years ago and then he hated me.
I've already called him out on his bro game, man. You're fine.
Well, you already called him bald. What? He'll be fine. He'll deal.
Yeah, look, I'm bald too, and I'm a nerd too. I love Adam and Doucher.
Yeah,
they're
fine.
They're both great. It's all in good fun. Let's do some self burns.
Yeah,
I look foul without a t-shirt on. My body's a fucking nightmare down there. It's hideous. It's hairless. It's a no-go zone. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, were you made of Play-Doh, Jackson? Were you like, you know, God made Adam out of clay, but he made you out of cookie dough?
I got long titties. I'll put it out there.
That's good. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
It's all about loving yourself despite the worst elements of your body.
if I have a flaw, it's probably that I'm too hard a worker.
Look,
I work too hard for your business.
I'm too handsome.
I do a lot of unpaid overtime.
Jackson, what would you say your biggest flaw is? I swear a lot. At people I don't know.
Fuck no.
I hate working.
I'm just lazy. I'm just no good at the... What's this job? I'm actually blind and narcoleptic. And asleep right now.
I had a job interview once that asked me what my three best qualities were.
Yeah.
And I panicked because that was just not a question I was expecting. And I was like, I'm loud, I'm funny. And it took me ages to think of the last one. And then I was like, pretty decisive. Did not get that job.
That's great. I'm just a very big fan that your first, and it wasn't even one you had to think about, your first good quality was loud.
I've been told that since I was a kid. Like, that's just something that is innately Zoe. It's like, she's loud.
Yeah.
If you had to describe Zoe, she'd be like, she's loud, she's short, she's not great.
Imagining that on like a baseball car or a business car. Loud, short, not great.
She's just like a Danny DeVito-esque person.
Imagine if you got Danny DeVito's soul and put it in a short ethnic woman. That's Zoe. That's great. I'm sad you didn't get hired. I'm sad they weren't like, we need a loud, funny woman.
Who's obviously a liar decisive. About...
That's what we need for our company. Okay, history of apes. We're talking apes. Let's not get too far off track. Well, so I wanted to talk about back when we used apes as servants.
I'm sorry?
When we used to dress them up in like Swiss Family Robinson style.
That's probably not history. That was a movie you saw and thought was a documentary.
Now, Zoe, it happened in the past.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Everything that's ever happened.
Wash up. I could, for history, refer to the first thing we talked about in this episode and still technically be right. Could be like, so for history, I want to talk about when Ralph said he'd like to be a gorilla.
Now, still Jack history. Attack.
Still counts. When, yeah.
When you say Swiss Family Robinson, are you sure you don't mean George of the Jungle, you big dummy?
No, maybe. Wait, I feel like I got in trouble for this last time I was talking about Swiss Family Robinson. I didn't mean George of the Jungle, but maybe I meant something else.
Are you talking about a little ape butler in a little suit?
Yes.
All right, that's not George of the Jungle. George of the Jungle is it Chevy Chase or someone?
No, it's I'm sorry, I've derailed everything. You are actually talking about Swiss Family Robinson, but the last time you talked about this,
yeah,
it was you said George of the Jungle.
No, I know.
He's learned his lesson.
I don't think I have, because it wasn't George of the Jungle. One was about a family that roamed around in a bus singing songs.
Oh, the Partridge Family.
Partridge Family. Swiss Family Robinson was the right one, though.
Yeah, you were correct.
That's when a family...
Well, then I was thinking of George of the Jungle.
See? It's a thing.
Yeah.
Back in the past, we'd dress up like gorillas or whatever in suits, and we'd make them our servants.
Okay.
We also used to box them.
Wait, no.
Back up one of these claims. Even one.
No. He seems like he knows enough about this.
When I googled ape history, I saw a picture, presumably from a TV show, maybe, in like the 20s. Nope. TV wasn't
That's
out there.
That's the past.
And it was of a chimpanzee in a little tailored suit. And he kind of looked like maybe a butler. And then from there, I decided that's a thing that happened in the past.
All right.
Tell
me stories about when that was a time.
Unfortunately, back in the... during the Great Depression, when the reason the Great Depression happened, Zoe, Ralph, I'll have you know, is that all of the jobs that normally would have been taken... and performed by middle-class people, were performed by people from the ape family.
It just sounds like...
Shut up.
But we also used to fight... this was something I thought actually was historical, but isn't. I thought we used to fight chimpanzees. Like have like...
Like cockfights?
No, like boxing.
So ah,
like
sick.
Man v. chimp. But actually, that's just the thing that... Like
you made up?
No, it still happens.
Oh,
just
that's
in like
worse.
Sad third world countries.
That's worse.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. Oh, old timey pugilists fighting an ape. Ha ha ha! Oh, actually happening because an ape doesn't know it's in a fight. An ape's just fighting for its life.
Yeah.
You know what though?
And it's not getting any of the profits.
No, or the pride.
But that ape's got the upper hand. There's no man that can take on, like, even, you know, a chimpanzee is, like, body size the smallest ape.
Yeah, yeah.
Gibbon.
I don't think
are gibbons apes,
gibbon.
Or are they just tailless
gibbons
monkeys?
Gibbons are apes.
No, gibbons yeah. are apes. They don't have a tail. They're
I googled apes. Smallest apes.
Fuck me dead.
But I still don't think I could fight a gibbon. Like, you put me in a ring, and that might just come down to the fact that I'm not much of a boxer. Let's be honest. But I just don't think I could conceivably go toe-to-toe with a gibbon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You know, gorilla, yeah, there's no ape. And it's amazing that we did at some point, according to that Google search I did.
Yeah.
We used to fight apes.
But that's when I was a kid, when I would, you know, I heard about like people boxing kangaroos back in the '20s or whatever. And I was like, oh, how funny, haha, until I learned what a kangaroo was.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, how did those people survive?
Yeah, no, kangaroos
kangaroo
are
kill you.
Kangaroos are death on legs.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like such a big deal, kangaroo fighting. That's why we have so many you know, you'll get, this is probably a reference only Zoe will get, like
the boxing kangaroos on flags?
Yeah, and pens.
Yeah, that's like an Australian symbol.
Yeah, like a boxing kangaroo, even though a kangaroo is not a boxing animal. Barely uses its hands other than to grab you, and then it kicks you with its legs.
Yeah, which are way strong.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with the idea of boxing kangaroos.
Yeah, it's fair though. That's like it's a fun idea.
Yeah, look, it's neat.
And I just thought it was a silly thing.
But I don't like want to do it.
Do you mean like noodling on a guitar?
No, noodling like catching catfish.
Oh right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man.
Whoa, yeah. No, I'm just gonna stick my hand into a hole in a rock underwater and hope that the thing that wraps its weird toothless gum lips around me is a catfish.
Oh, not
and
toothless.
Not a snapping turtle.
Not toothless. All fish have teeth, and it's like not what you're expecting.
Does a catfish have teeth?
I just assumed all fish have teeth after I learned that one fish have teeth.
No, because I assume that that's the reason it's safe to put your hand into a catfish hole.
I guess so.
Because otherwise you'd be like, time to go noodling, and you put your hand in, then you'd pull out a stump and be like, damn.
Well, some fish are suction feeders, and so they don't use their teeth.
Why?
Or don't have them. Although the mammal that has the most teeth has a name I can't remember, but it doesn't use its teeth at all. It eats ants, but it's not an anteater.
Huh. That's weird.
Is it a bird?
Is it an echidna?
No, it's a crazy little bastard. If you Google mammal with the most teeth, it'll come up. It's totally bonkers looking. Got a long ass tongue. What were we talking about? Apes?
What was I going to say? Boxing kangaroos? Where were we at?
You teeth? Were talking about monkey butlers.
No, fish. Forget monkey butlers. Sorry, it's the past.
Talk about it again. It's relevant.
That's true. I came back. I can do it again. No, I wanted to talk about why are we not, if we're going noodling, where you shove your hand in a hole and hope a catfish bites it, why are we not just using a stick?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
No, because I think you can use your hand to grab onto the inside of the fish.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. You
and
grab,
pull
like,
it out.
The tongue or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fucked. That's foul.
Yeah.
How did we figure that out? I guess we just were, like, shoving our hand down random river holes and, whoop, there's a catfish.
And, like, there's a part of me that's, like, kind of want to try.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a
sure.
part of me that's, like, I don't want to die. Because, like, people have been pulled underwater.
Oh, really?
And have died because the catfish is stronger.
They're big, strong animals.
I want to do it with little catfish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, start me on the little ones. Work my way up to the big ones. No, so look, there probably weren't monkey butlers.
Probably, definitely.
Definitely weren't monkey butlers. That's just a thing I wish was real. but a true funny historical thing about gorillas is that for a very long time, they were like a myth animal. They were
That's
like
true. Until like the 1920s or something.
Yeah, more recently than you'd think, people were like, yeah, up in the mountains there are these, because, you know, they were described the same way like a Bigfoot is today or whatever. They'd be like, up in the mountains there are these strange men with silver backs and whatever, and they're kind of wild men, and we'd stay out of their way, they stay out of ours, and everyone was like, fucking as if. Turns out, just gorillas.
That's nuts.
Pandas were like that, too. They'd hear people in China talking about like these magical black and white bears that just eat bamboo and roll around and play, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're magic spirit bears. You don't have bears.
You're like, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah. As if. Oh my god.
And then
god,
in the 1930s, real. There's a pandas, and also we're running out of them.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah, look, we don't need them.
We're
no
anti-panda on this podcast.
This
We've
is
established.
Sans Pants Radio does not take many stances, but this stance
we
will take.
Very anti-panda.
But it always reminds me of, so there's this story I like telling where people are like, oh, you know, sure, the native people say this thing is real, but that's no reason to believe it's real. Don't even investigate it. Because then I think it was Papua New Guinea. The native people were like, yeah, our ancestors live in the forest. They're fucking sick. They got stars on their forehead. If you approach them, they put out their arms because they want a big hug and they live in trees.
Huh.
And everyone was like, well, that's just fucking nonsense, I'm sure. But one guy's like, well, I'm going to go check that shit out. And he went looking in the forest, and that's where he discovered a species of tree kangaroo. It's tiny, kind of like man-shaped. Each one has this white splodge on their head that kind of looks like a star. They all live in trees, and if you approach them to make themselves look bigger, they, like, put their hands out, like, fuck off, fuck off. But it kind of looks like they're like, yes, ha ha. So it's like, oh, shit, Jack, no, there you go.
Jack, one of these days, and you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to explain to you how Bigfoot isn't real, and you're going to be convinced, and you're not going to thank me for it.
I imagine I'll cry a lot, and there'll be like a month that I have to just take off to find myself.
I'm going to keep trucking.
I don't know how I'll keep trucking.
Jack, you're one of the only people who loves Bigfoot as much as I do, and I know for a fact that it isn't real.
Because it's a man in a fucking suit?
We're not getting into it now. We're talking about apes.
Yeah, Bigfoot is kind of like an ape.
He's an ape, presumably.
Not of a man. Sorts. Or a hairy man. It's a Robin Williams in the wild.
Ooh, what fantastic. The... Oh, look at my footprints in the mud. Ooh, ooh.
Have you got any ape facts for us, though?
I do. I have some sexy ape facts.
Oh, sweet.
When you look at an ape, you're like,
yeah, I could fuck sexy. It, sure.
Can we... I know you guys don't usually do this thing, but...
Yeah.
Can we edit in a little bit of, like, sexy music over this bit?
Well, Jack, you edit, so yes, we can.
I will definitely say that I will.
And now it's time for Zoe Bellotta's Sexy Ape Facts. Sexy Ape Facts. Yeah.
You ready for this big banana?
Who needs to put in music? We make
it. We did
music.
It. I'll just loop that.
It was an easy out there. All right. So lay some sexy ape fats on me.
Yeah, let's go.
Apes do it missionary style.
What?
Yeah.
Face to face?
Face to face.
That's good. So they can kiss.
Yeah, they like to kiss.
Oh, they got big lips.
Yeah.
Tiny dicks, so I guess that's the only way to really
spice
tap
things
it from
up.
Behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if the lady apes have a big butt, and there's no doggy style.
Yeah.
No. So they've got to do it face, and which looks super weird. When I found a picture of it while I was finding these facts.
I'd like to see this picture.
Hold on, I'll get the picture up for you. Because it just looks like... Oh, this sounds so bad. But you know when, like, a kid sits on, like, its parent's lap?
Yeah.
And it's, like, hassling the parent's face?
Yeah.
That's kind of what this sex position looks like.
All right.
Okay, well, I hate that.
It's not like how I do missionary, because I just feel like everyone's sitting up a lot.
I'm just intrigued by what I'm about to say. Oh, what the fuck?
Like,
hold it up for the class to see.
All right. The guy ape is kind of doing a backwards crab.
Wait, hang on.
I'm looking at an ad.
That's an ad, I'm sorry.
And then the lady ape is sitting on top of him, kind of standing.
Yeah.
They're very active about it, though. She's got, like, her legs draped over his thighs.
Mm.
It's just a massive ape fucking, well.
Yeah.
End I of think sentence. That's the Congress of Two Crabs in the Kama Sutra, actually. That's not quite missionary.
It's very weird.
Yeah, they do it face to face because they love to look into each other's eyes.
I guess so.
To each other's beautiful monkey eyes.
Mm.
I forgot how scary apes look.
Yeah, I was always imagining cartoon apes, and then I remember that real apes have bald patches.
Yeah, and they're bald and they've got that weird, like, pink skin going on.
Yeah, like, we're always thinking of Curious George because he just looks perfect.
He's so cute.
Exactly. He's brown that and pink and just perfect.
That ape looks like one of the Planet of the Apes apes that's a bad ape.
Yeah. He looks like Cobra.
Yeah, yeah.
Like after the fight.
Yeah,
no good. You've made me sad about what should be beautiful, ape love.
You want me to type in cute apes?
I'd like you to type in cute ape love, please.
I'd like another ape fact.
Oh, the contraceptive pill works on apes.
Yeah.
So our contraceptive pill works on apes. Not just a contraceptive pill.
Huh. Wow. I mean, how did people find that out?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're testing, like, contraceptive pill, like the pill. You're like, ah, well.
Put it on apes.
Might as well put
but
it on
like,
apes.
Realistically, oh, you're testing an ape on a
good
ape, life. Though.
Good. Thank you, Zoe.
Well, it's like, we tested on apes to begin with, so.
Yeah, why not?
Ah, there you go. Yes, that makes it not terrifying.
Yeah, they were just like, let's see if this ape can not get pregnant.
Let's see if we can knock.
But
this
I'm sure
off.
That there's like some horny. What are those
bonobos?
Bonobos. Like, it would be good if we could put the bonobos on the pill or give it like the Implanon, so like, it lasts for 2 years, and then the monkeys aren't getting as pregnant.
Is that a problem amongst the bonobos?
Well, they're just having so much sex, and it's smart to have safe sex.
Yeah, that's true. Bonobos never got any kind of sexual education.
And you can't teach a bonobo to put a condom on.
No, and you shouldn't try.
Are you guys worried that bonobos are having too many bonabies? Is that?
I think it's a concern.
A concern. I just want them to be safe.
Yeah.
And I want them to think about their life choices, because you can accidentally make a human. Yeah, and that's fucking terrifying.
Sorry?
Yeah, but bonobo life is... Wait, what?
Well, I guess with the bonobos, you can accidentally make a life.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I was like, Zoe... What is
no.
Is this about evolution? Zoe,
that
like,
was what I
want
thought,
them
too.
To be humans again?
It's like... No, normally when I say that phrase, I'm talking to my human friends.
Yeah, not...
And I'm like, please wear a condom. You can accidentally make a human life, and there's nothing else you can really make accidentally. You can't accidentally make a pizza.
Sure.
But I'm really liking the idea of you going to the jungle with like one of those like, hey kids, here's safe sex. We're just going underneath a tree full of fucking bonobos.
I like accidentally making a pizza so much.
I don't
like, oh, Ralph, wouldn't you just go shopping? Yeah, I got all this. Water, flour, eggs, yeast, cheese, and tomatoes and basil. Whoops, dropped them on heat.
I've just got my big wood fire oven on just for warmth. Whoa! Shit.
Wow. Oh no, accidentally made the world's most delicious convenience food.
You can accidentally make a human, and that just seems...
Yeah, look, fair.
Yeah, it's terrifying. What else? Apes go through menopause.
Man, apes is just like us.
They're just like us. They have the same blood type as us as well. Like, they also have O, A, B.
Does that mean that if I lost heaps of blood, but there was an ape near me, but not humans, I could use ape blood?
Yes.
But then you get ape powers.
Yeah, I'm counting on it.
The listeners at home, Zoe Bellotta just shook her head no, staring directly at me when Jackson said that.
No, he will not.
What's going to happen, Zoe? Don't give me bad advice like that. I'll be in the jungle, dying from bloodlust.
No, I'm just saying that they have blood types.
And I'll be like...
Not like the exact same blood
what
as
What are we
going
to do, Jackson? I'll be like, just bloodlet that monkey. Zoe said it's fine.
Zoe's not a doctor.
You said dying of blood loss. I thought you said dying of bloodlust for a minute, and it really threw me off while my cat was trying to kill me just now.
Somebody bloodlet that monkey. I'm furious. Someone's gonna
I'm gonna die unless I see some blood out here.
Zoe said it's okay.
This isn't a sexy fact. I just thought this was a cool fact. Is that apes really love movies.
Oh.
Especially if that movie has a man in an ape suit in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a fun
great.
Fact.
Do they so prefer a man like in an ape
Yeah.
Do they prefer a man in an ape suit to not an ape in a man suit?
Like, real ape.
But like to just an actual ape?
Yes.
That's so weird.
I know that the
with absolutely I want to
say
no knowledge.
San yeah, Diego Zoo.
Yeah,
I think it's the San Diego Zoo. Like 3 years ago, gave their orangutans iPads that had simple children's games on them.
Yeah,
and they fucking love them.
Wow,
that's so cool. We lost our orangutan recently.
Do you want to hear a really good true ape story, like an apes in a zoo story?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do not remember which zoo it was, but I remember the name of the male orangutan involved.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this zoo, and they had a male orangutan named Fu Manchu and a couple of females that lived with him, right? And one day, the orangutan enclosure, when they showed up in the morning, was empty.
Where's Fu?
And they found all of the orangutans in a tree in the elephant enclosure watching the elephants. So they got them down, and they were like, all right, you naughty apes, get back where you belong. And they couldn't figure out how they got out, but they were like, ah, whatever, it's not going to happen again. It happened again the next fucking day.
Yeah, of course it fucking did. The apes had figured out how to get out.
If an ape knows how to get out once, it can get out a million times.
So they went to watch the elephants again. They got them out, and they're like, come on, Foo, get down from there. Take your ladies, let's go back home. And so they were like, they put a security camera in the little corridor between where they keep the apes at night and the door out to the rest of the zoo. And they saw Fu Manchu walking down this corridor, fiddling with the lock, opening the door and leading the lady orangutans out. So they cleared all of the stuff out of their night enclosure. They were like, we have to get anything that's a stick, anything that they could use, get it all out of there. So they cleared it all out, and they were like, God,
why not just
we got
change to
solved.
A combination lock?
I don't know, because that's more expensive than cleaning up sticks. I don't know. So they got all the little sticks and stuff out of there. Yeah. And he got out again. And they're like,
what
how
the
is
fuck?
He doing this? And so like the next night, they stayed up all night and watched the camera. And they, as he was getting out there to the lock, they walked up to where he was. They're like, all right, Foo, we caught you. You're caught. And he was like, and he put a hand up to his mouth. And they're like, what are you doing? Come here, show me your mouth. And he was like, no. He's like shaking his head, no. They're like, show me your mouth. They pulled his lip down. And in his mouth, he had a piece of wire bent into a horseshoe shape that he just tucked in there between his teeth and his lip. And what he would keep it there all day long, and at night, he'd straighten it out, open the lock, bend it, and tuck it away again so that he could go see the elephants. So they stopped him from his, they took it away from him. They stopped him from escaping, but as a compromise, they would take him and the lady orangutans to see the elephants a couple times a week because they liked going to look at them.
That's, I don't even know what to do with that information.
How good is that?
It's scary that orangutan was that clever.
Too smart.
Yeah, that's stressful, almost.
Yeah, like, I'm quite stressed. As someone who doesn't like orangutans.
Yeah.
And if I was confronted with an orangutan, I would most likely kill it or myself.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't like the idea that they can get loose. Because we lost our orangutan in the Melbourne Zoo earlier this year or late last year, and it just got out and we found it in like North Melbourne. And I think that's terrifying. I don't think zoos should lose things.
I did not know that. I thought when you said lost that it died.
No,
not that it free escaped. Went on a journey through the city.
No, it went out. Hold on, I'll find a news article about
what
it.
What the fuck? That's too clever. And orangutans seem to have this extra level of wisdom that other apes don't.
They look really wise, but they're actually not as smart as the rest of the apes. Like, chimps and gorillas are way smarter than orangs.
That's so strange. I guess, like, we can teach a gorilla sign language, so, like, yeah, that's pretty clever. We can't teach an orangutan sign language, or maybe we can.
You guys ever seen Project
Nim? They don't learn as much sign.
Yes, I have seen Project Nim.
That's a movie about how you teach apes things.
Yeah. Wait, don't they teach rats to talk?
No, that's the secret of Nim.
Ah, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, the Project Nim is where they teach the fucking ape sign language, and it gets, like, attached to people, and it's like, you're my mom.
Is that the one with Matthew Broderick in it?
No, it's a documentary.
Ah, okay.
That's Project X or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one where they teach the apes to be fighter pilots, and then Matthew Broderick doesn't want them to be exploited or whatever. I don't know.
That's a great fucking movie, Matthew Broderick.
I would not trust apes. Like, well, yeah, sure, they can bend wire to get out of their cage, but they probably can't fly a jet. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how clever you are.
All right, so the Melbourne Zoo went into lockdown on Monday after an orangutan escaped its enclosure. Visitors were whisked into secure buildings while the 11-year-old orangutan was on the loose in public areas for about an hour. The Sumatran orangutan named Malu was eventually sedated with a tranquilizer. There's nothing super exciting about it.
That's still crazy that he got out. Like, yeah. I wouldn't know what
and he was
to...
just wandering around. Imagine being at a zoo if that happened. Like, if that was a lion, like, yeah. How okay would you be? Like, not okay.
Not even a little bit. I would run. But an orangutan, somehow, we've all got this part of our brain that forgets they're a wild animal.
And they hurt. Like, that lady who lost her entire face lost it to an ape.
Yeah, yeah. We look at an ape and we're
like... a chimp,
like,
though, and chimps are evil.
Are chimps not apes? Are they monkeys?
No, they're apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not orangutans, I think was Ralph's point.
Yes, thank you.
Evil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chimps are evil as hell.
Evil. And you guys have, in Ralph America, you have the private zoos in your country, which we don't have, where you guys can actually own exotic animals legally.
It's very problematic and should probably be stopped.
You can just buy an ape, can't you? Like, if you wanted to right now and you wanted to spend the money, you could just get an ape. That's fucked.
Look, there are like hoops you have to jump through, but the short answer is yeah, kind of.
I would struggle to buy a possum.
Do you know it's illegal?
I'll send
to
you a possum, Jack.
Really?
Yeah. Learned that yesterday.
It's very legal in New Zealand. They're like, eat away. Fucking.
Our possums are way cuter than your possums, but I love your possums so much more. I love opossums.
Our
I
possums are like the Dennis Leary of the animal kingdom.
That's very accurate.
I love opossums. I think they're the cutest little thing. But then, like, Australian possums are literally the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, a little ring-tailed? Forget about it.
Yeah, whereas North American possums are hideous, and how did a marsupial get here?
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck is that about?
Where'd they come from?
Yeah.
They're not ours.
You know,
take no ownership.
That's a perfect segue to apes in movies.
Yeah. It's basically designed for it.
And I'm not going to talk about apes in movies. Oh. I'm going to talk about a TV show about apes. Because we all know the ape movies is King Kong, Mighty Joe Young, Planet of the Apes. We get it. They're in movies.
Yeah. That's
but have you heard of a television show called Lancelot Link Secret Chimp?
I have seen the opening credits for Lancelot Link the Secret Chimp. Where
God damn it!
Chimps play in a rock band.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, no. So Lancelot Link Secret Chimp is a show. Some of the producers or head writers or something from the Carol Burnett, two of the head writers of the Carol Burnett show, who were guys who were also behind Get Smart, decided that their future was going to ride on a spy show, like a James Bond kind of parody show, where the entire cast was orangutans dressed in costumes. This show had a 7-figure budget.
That's too this much was, money. But I guess like orangutan handlers are expensive.
No, like in the 70s, they were spending over $1 million on episodes of Lancelot Link, which was shot on location, which had all kinds of vehicles and stunts and costumes. And they just
had
apes dressed up, and they had like shit names. Like Lance Link was the main character. And he was a Humphrey Bogart type, you know, he had a trench coat, and he was really, you know, And his sexy femme fatale was named Mata Hari.
Ew. That's just not clever. That's just not a clever name.
So they fought the forces of Ape, which was like the agency for the promotion of evil.
But they're apes, like...
Yeah. Like,
are they evil? Are they double agents?
I think the good apes are just good apes. But the bad group is called Ape.
Ape. Oh, that makes everything way super confusing. God, that sucks.
And they had the show. If you can find a lot of full episodes of the show on YouTube. When I found out it existed, I lost a whole night to just like disbelievingly shoveling popcorn into my face and watching monkeys with people dubbing over their mouth movements. And there are parts of it where you can tell that they have much more ape mouth movement than dialogue, and so occasionally the people who are doing the voices will be like, yeah, it looks like we gotta go to the secret volcano base. Yeah, we gotta do it. Like they just add long crazy shit to the end of their line because the monkey's mouth is still moving.
Do you think they misedited the monkey and put peanut butter in their mouth?
I was just thinking that, yeah, like to get them to talk, because otherwise...
What are you doing to zap them?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I like that. Yeah, no, please.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like that, like, there was this period of time where we were like, inject an ape into the movie and you've made a good film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like ape movie was a genre of movie that we had. You could be like, oh, yeah, it's like a buddy cop film. And someone's like, yeah, cool. Do you want to make it an ape buddy cop film?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? You know, we haven't used an ape, God, since summer?
Yeah,
summer?
Yeah, did truck an ape.
I feel like we did an ape film in summer.
I feel like we did an ape film. I feel like we're an ape film studio. Yeah. We sometimes forget that.
Yeah, you know, that's what, so really our bread and butter.
Is ape films.
Is you know, like mainstream ape film. Yeah. It's the issue is like, you know, we want to make our indie ape films.
Yeah, exactly.
But we got to do the big budget.
You do the big budget ape film so that you can make the more personal indie ape films that are about the human.
You do an
ape
film
condition.
For them and then an ape film for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Lance Link. Let's talk
Lance
about
Link.
It.
So the other thing too is that in between, so each episode of Lancelot Link was broken into like 2 11-minute adventures, and in between them they'd have a little like interlude where Lance Link's band, Hardboiled Detective Lance Link.
Yeah.
Had a band called like the Evolution Connection or something like that. I'm gonna look it up right now. Yeah, the Evolution Revolution.
The monkey had a band.
Yeah, I think it was comprised of further monkeys.
Oh, cool.
It was all chimpanzees, and it was like the same five
disco
chimpanzees that played every chimp on the show.
They just put different wigs on them.
I guess they had a finite amount of apes. They're like, well,
yeah,
we're not hiring
so many apes in Hollywood.
For the band. Yeah.
Yeah, they had like four orangutans.
The day,
they had
like...
four chimps and an orangutan.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, back in the day, it was not hard to get an ape in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
and if that ape died, you just get a new ape.
Because I think apes are hard to tell apart already.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell the difference between two different chimps.
Well, that's racist.
That's racist against chimps. That's
true. Yeah, that's fair.
Like, if I'm at the zoo, I'm like, I don't. They all look the
They're
same
like, this is Na'ala, and she's like the mother ape of the thing. Like,
okay, sure.
I'm like, well, let's make them throw poo. Like, that's why I'm here.
Feed one of them gum or something. Mm.
I found the acronym. So it's not agency to promote evil. The good guys were ape. It was the agency to prevent evil.
Makes more sense.
What were the bad
guys? And they were
guys?
Fighting against Chump, criminal headquarters for the underworld's master plan.
That's just beautiful, because they're like, we need to corrupt the word chimp. Chomp. That's it. That's fucking
champ.
Champ. Should have been champ v chomp. But he's an orangutan, so he's not, if he was a chimp it would work.
Yeah.
Orangutomp.
Yeah. I defy anyone to get, if you can watch three full episodes of this show, without turning it off out of boredom or disgust or falling asleep. At me at Cake Boss Ralph and tell me about it, because I, you know what, I will send you some kind of prize no matter where you live in the world.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Gauntlet has been laid down here in today's episode. Watch over three episodes of
whatever Spy Monkey, whatever it's called,
Lancelot Link.
Somehow prove it to us.
Live stream it.
Live stream it. Get it recorded. Send it.
And I will send you a handmade piece of some kind of art.
Fuck.
That's a pretty good prize.
Maybe after this, me and Yuzo just watch Lance Link.
Turns out we win.
Get that prize for ourselves.
Seems rigged, but it isn't.
Seems unfair, but at the challenge, you know,
yeah,
we don't get any extra benefits. yeah, we do. This episode probably won't come out for a while.
Yeah.
This probably won't come out.
Oh, we got a pretty low standard about what's going to go out.
The people will cope. No, this has been good. Well, there you go. Gauntlet laid down. Watch three episodes of Lance Chan. That's a pretty fucking easy challenge.
You say like that until you start trying to watch it.
And like, you got to watch it. You can't have it on in the background while you like play on your phone.
Yeah, no, you got to turn off all devices.
This is full honor system. And if we suspect that you lied, you're disqualified.
And I suspect everyone lies, and I win! Yay!
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotto.
And I've been Ralph America.
Yeah!
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.